It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm backed up and a little bit late. Sorry about that.
That's sorry.
On days where we have more news than not, sometimes things get a little out of control. But I saw the nice picture of the lemon being sliced, and I realized the July edition is there.
It is. It came yesterday, and our delivery people, I don't know if you saw their picture on Facebook and Instagram, but they already hit the road running and have delivered, I think, to about half our distribution locations already.
All right. So that is the July edition. And this is the food edition, right?
This is our food and drink, and actually the cover has a root beer float. So we kind of paid homage to an older bygone era.
Root beer float. I like. I'm from the old days where root beer floats were great, and also the egg creams, which didn't have egg in them, by the way. But those, there's nothing better than a root beer float on a hot summer day.
This is true.
Summer and cold root beer. All right, but the first there's an article that I want to go to. Apple Lady and Family Farm Advocate. Let's talk. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So Christine, for her business entrepreneur feature, interviewed Elizabeth Ryan of Breezy Hill Farm. Now, some of you may know her from the region by her farm stand at the, for example, Farmers Market in Millerton every Saturday. And if you read the article, she has numerous other places in addition to her farm. And when Christine first told me she wanted to interview this lady, and I was like, yeah, I'm familiar with her from the Farmers Market. But in reading the story, it's like, you know, you just never know what people have done and, you know, how much of an important factor that they've played in various things in our region. And, for example, Elizabeth, the impact that she's had on farms in our region and, you know, farmers markets and the things she's done, you know, through the city. And it's just amazing.
She makes, I think, apples. I think they're apple cider donuts. I could be wrong.
Yes, she does.
But they are.
I just had some last weekend.
They are just there's nothing. My grandmother used to make them, and if you get them where they're made right, they're just unbelievable. All by themselves, you don't need anything else. They're unbelievable. It's and I've had hers from the Millerton Market. I appreciate all these people, by the way, that take their wares and do what they do on these farms, and then go to the farmers' markets. These farmer markets are just a great avenue to get some really great food and fresh food and local food. So
for sure. I mean, I was at the Millerton Farmers Market, I guess it was 2 weekends ago, and I got an amazing cake from Coco's Crumbs. And then we went over to Breezy Hill Farm booth, and we got fresh strawberries. We got the apple cider donuts, and I think we actually got apples too. And it was just, one thing was better than the other. And you know, sometimes the price tag is a little bit more than, you know, if you go to your average grocery store. But, you know, you would expect it to be. It's handpicked. It's, you know, brought to you from your neighbors.
And you support.
And it's delicious.
And you're supporting local. And it is unbelievably fresh. Unbelievably fresh.
It doesn't get much fresher.
No, not when it comes farm to hand, and the farm is only 10 miles or 15 miles away.
Exactly.
All right. Now, it's interesting because that's a story that touched back to my days living at my house with my grandmother, who used to cook just a lot. We lived on a farm. We had a lot of stuff out there. But you've got a story, and I can't believe it, because she used to make fudge. And it took her a while to make fudge. You didn't bother her when she was in the kitchen making stuff. You've got a story about making no-churn vanilla fudge.
So Jesse, for this month's recipe, decided to give us, you know, get something cool for, you know, the summer months. And she made the vanilla fudge with no churn. And, you know, it's just, Jesse amazes me every month because she makes things, these recipes and these delicious looking baked goods. In most cases, it looks so easy and like anyone can do it, but it's delicious. And I've actually had the fortune of trying Jesse's things that she actually made, and it doesn't get much better. So I'm so honored that she shares her recipes with us and our readers. And this one, you know, it's so simple, you know, I might even have to try it.
She was on the air once talking about a no bake cookbook. You mean,
yes.
You think and once again, like half the items I remember from growing, people wonder why I weigh 280 pounds. pounds. Well, when I was growing up, my grandmother had and her sisters, they were Hungarian. They cooked all the time. And I was the last one home. And so I just got stuffed with all this great food. But Jesse, that one book about, I hate baking. I like cooking, but I hate baking because baking's a mess and you have to be exact. You have to be exact with your recipes. But yes. with that book, cookbook she had, I don't know, you didn't have to be exact. You didn't have to bake. You just threw some stuff together and put it in the refrigerator and boom, you had something to eat.
And oftentimes it's in one bowl too.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I'm gonna stay on the local angle here, because you've got a story about the Constant Farmer, and what it is, you're talking about Willowbrook Farm, and our one of our employees here helps out there at the Willowbrook Farm, and I've stopped by there numerous times, and that is just a nice little shop, and that farm is an amazing farm.
It is, and I mean, I know the family a little bit, and Heidi, for example, and you know, we're fortunate to have them as one of our advertisers. But despite that, you know, we don't do necessarily pay for play in the magazine. But yeah, we knew that they were such a great story, and the things that they do there, and they're right there on 22. They're very visible, just north of Millerton, so most people know of them. And it's such a cute little farm store, you know, right by the farm. And oftentimes you'll see the cows, and in the little pond there, you'll see geese and ducks. So we decided to do a little feature on them. And I, for example, was, you know, knowing a little bit about the family, I was so thrilled to learn even more and, you know, learn the great history of the family in this region, going back some generations, and how this farming and the dairy business or the cow business has been with their family for so long.
And you know, if you go to the store, their packaged meats are their meats. They have a limited number of meat they sell each year. There's a limited amount, and they get it butchered and processed right there, and their meats are amazing. But if you go in there anytime on a late Friday through Sunday, you're going to see a lot of people from New York, because
yes,
it's a small tiny store, but it's got incredible baked goods and incredible farm raised meats and produce and stuff like that. It's tidy and clean and neat. It really is they really do a great job with it.
They certainly do, and I know that they are known for their sweet corn. So come this August when the corn is ready, you know, everyone should try their sweet corn. And I don't know if this year they're going to do their corn maze like they did last year, but on the second page of the story, you'll see their what they wrote in one of their fields, which is kind of cool.
I interviewed them about making that, and I'll tell you what, it's not an easy thing to do.
Oh, no, yes.
I couldn't believe the process, how he, from taking pictures of it and overlaying it, and then actually getting down and doing it on the tractor is amazing.
I can't even imagine. Yeah. I wouldn't want to do that.
We only have a couple of minutes left. Is there a story that you want to highlight that I have, you know, we'll let you pick one instead of me?
Well, this issue, obviously, we focus everything on both food and drink, and we oftentimes, you know, try to focus on things local. So, I mean, Dominique has come back to us, you know, after a little break, and, you know, she shared, you know, living the vino local, and talks about a few local wineries and the must-tries there. And one of the interesting articles that I found was Mary's Mindful Eating, Growing Your Bite-Sized Awareness. But Mary is our philosopher, so she took an examination of food and being mindful and ways to be in the moment and enjoy your food even more, which is, you know, very interesting philosophy to many. And for example, you know, when you look at even some weight loss programs, you know, they even talk about being mindful and how mindfulness can help change your attitude towards food and your relationship with food. That one was quite interesting on so many levels. And another one that I think is important is our center spread, Trial by Fire. But it's about the NECC and the Northeast Community Center and their efforts during COVID and some of the things that they've been doing. And then kind of to coincide with this, we just launched a story online about them and their, you know, well-known and, you know, famous chef and former brunch fundraiser that they always have in July. So I know that they're trying to get the word out about that. Normally that event, raises, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars for them to keep, their programs going and to help our community out. And so they've had to switch this year to a different platform and a different way of raising funds. So I hope everyone takes a look at that and, considers helping them out, and as well as other organizations in our area that are really trying to help our neighbors and people in need right now.
All right. What we'll do is next week when we get together, we'll talk a little bit more about the Northeast Community Center, because I noticed that, and they deserve a little bit more time for us to talk about it so people can realize how they can help them out with this new platform, what they're going to do with the Farm at the Table brunch. So we can talk a little bit more about that and some of the other stories. But in the meantime, folks, you can get the magazine. It's being distributed throughout our tri-state region. Or also, you can also go to mainstreetmag.com on the web and find the information there. Thorin, we will speak to you again next week.
Sounds great. Have a great week.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That is Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, you can find Main Street Magazine on the web, mainstreetmag.com.